Neve Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neve's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit nevesolicitors.co.uk. Neve Solicitors, your complete legal solution.
And welcome to The Parent Show, 92.6 FM.
We have a packed show for you tonight, and as ever, we try to bring you people that know a lot about the subject we're covering. So tonight's subject, tutoring, yes or no, pros and cons. And we've got local guests in this evening, which we always think make it, you know, a little bit special because we're a local radio station. So we're going to have the principal, or one of the principals, from our local sixth form tutor college, which is actually almost an independent sixth form college, as well as providing tutors now. So that's Elvis Katina coming on the phone quite soon. And then in the studio tonight, we've got Robert Grabiner. And he has set up a new type of tutoring service, and it's called My Tutor Web. So that will be going up on our Facebook, but a slightly different way of tutoring, and that hopefully will be interesting to you. And then towards the end of the show, we are expecting, hoping, looking very much forward to having Peter McCarron, who's 10 years old, and we're going to speak to him. And Peter has just experienced being tutored. Peter actually lives in Belfast, so not so local, but still great to have a young person contributing to the show. Now, as ever, please feel free to contact us. Julie's in the studio on the computer taking phone calls. You know, you can contact us through Facebook. The page is The Parent Show, or you can phone in the studio if you like. It's 01727 839926. That's St Albans 839926. If you would like to contribute, ask questions, you know, give us your thoughts. It's great if we can hear from you. So tonight we're talking about tutoring, and hopefully on the phone now we've got Elvis Katina from St Albans Tutors and Sixth Form College. Hi, Elvis, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am indeed.
Elvis, you're a local business, aren't you? Can you just tell us a little bit about your company, where you are, what you do? Just introduce it to people that may not have heard of you.
Right, we are St Albans Tutors Independent Sixth Form College. Actually, I heard your intro and you called us almost an independent college. Actually, we're a fully fledged independent college.
Oh, sorry about that.
we teach about 80 students and teach, I think last count, 24 different A-level subjects.
Wow.
Including about 16 GCSE subjects. So, we're bigger than most sixth form colleges in the area. And we're a fully fledged independent sixth form college.
But did you start off as that, or did you start off as offering tutoring?
No, actually, the college started in 1988 by a couple, Hilary and Richard Beskeen, and they initially set up a sort of a tutor college to support students who were doing classes at school but needed extra support.
Yeah.
And this included sort of teaching students at their home, but then also at their premises, and it grew from there. Now we have, as I say, we're based on London Road, but also we're sort of expanding because our numbers have grown. And we basically have three different types of tutoring. Either we can tutor students at their own home, or students can go to the tutors' homes, or they can come to the college to be tutored in the evening after college hours. And actually, with regards to online tutoring, we do a number of online tuitions now as well, because some of our students are sportsmen and women, and so they do a lot of travelling with their sport, and we can track them and help them with their education while they're abroad.
Wow! So a broad spectrum of the kind of services you offer then.
Yeah.
Definitely. How do you choose the tutors, or you know, do they come to you? Is it hard to get tutors?
Well, the hardest thing really is not getting students. It's getting good teachers. Our teachers are all qualified and experienced, and they're all from the sort of local independent and state schools. And we pride ourselves in having some really, really excellent teachers, most of whom have been examiners. We have a chief examiner on board. We have various senior examiners and senior moderators. So quality of our teaching is important to us, and that's one of the reasons we get such excellent grades.
So, and are the students that you have in London Road, are they mainly St Albans students, or are they travelling in from other areas?
Mainly St Albans and around, although
right.
increasingly, you know, we get one or two from who travel from further abroad, further afield, because they've heard of us, and, you know, they want a different kind of learning environment, one that's smaller and more relaxed, yet
yeah.
very sort of high-achieving.
Yeah. I mean, have you got any data that shows if the students' results, you know, are better, are higher once
yes,
they've been
I
through
can,
your system?
Indeed. I can read from our Ofsted report in March 2014, and of the students coming to do some retakes with us, two-thirds of students were A star to B, two-thirds, which is very high,
yeah.
and all students were A star to C.
And these students hadn't got achieved these grades before in wherever they'd been studying.
No, that's why they come
yeah.
to us. And all our students got to university, 28 students, and only two of which didn't get their first choice university place. I think it's just a function of the fact that we're small, class sizes are no bigger than seven students, and we really do focus on individual support for students.
So are you willing, able to take, say, students who have dyslexia or have particular learning difficulties? Is there an exam to get in?
No, we do. I mean, students do are interviewed very carefully because we need to be sure that we can, you know, meet the students' needs. But because we're, as I say, a function of our size, and our size, you know, is really to do with the fact that we're in quite a small building,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, necessarily class sizes are seven students max. But we found that that's really worked well for us, because it's meant that we've had to tailor our provision, really, to support students. And so, you know, some students who have particular needs might prefer an environment that's smaller, more intimate.
Yes.
And you know, those with, say, dyslexia or dyscalculia or you know, organisational difficulties find that a smaller environment works best for them, especially since we have lots of support mechanisms. One of the things we really believe in is working with the students and the parents, so that there are a whole host of mechanisms that we use. For example, every student has a mentor, and the mentors not only are aware of how students are doing in all their subjects, but help them right down to, for example, organizing their study time, looking through their folders, organizing their notes. It's very, very hands-on, and it's done in a sort of informal a way, in that you know, students are treated as mature adults, and yet there's a lot of sort of, you know, underlying support that means that we basically have high expectations of students, and when we expect them to do well.
So when I've heard parents and friends talking about wanting to find tutors for their children to supplement school, or, you know, to help them achieve higher grades, we'll often use the term, you know, we want an expert. But I'm just wondering, is expertise in the subject, you know, is that more desirable than actually having the knowledge of how to teach? You know, what's your view on that?
Well, I think you need the both, really. I mean, for students to do well, you need an excellent teacher, and that means a teacher who fully understands the subject and understands the exam techniques necessary for students to do well in that subject. It's not just knowledge-based, it's understanding the requirements of the specification and what students need to, you know, how they need to answer questions with regards to the specification. For example, one of our teachers is an examiner for three different boards in the same subject.
Right.
And he says that there could be a grade or maybe two grades difference between, you know, the way different boards require answers to be written, even given the same subject matter.
Gosh.
So you know, exam technique is vital. And a good teacher is somebody who understands what's required of the specification and how students can progress through that. Your question was...
Yeah.
Your question was...
You know, do you think that expertise, you're not saying it's one or the other, you're saying it's both, but expertise in the subject or actually knowing how to deliver, you know, the subject or how to teach? But I think you're saying
I think
it's a mixture.
Yeah, you know, how to teach comes with experience and you know, subject knowledge and knowledge of what's required of the specification.
So if you were going to advise local parents, you know, about whether or not they ought to or they could get a tutor, say one of your tutors goes out to the home,
right,
what kind of things do you think they need to consider? Is it only because we want to get children through exams with higher grades? What's your view on that?
No, I think you know, students, parents come to us for private tuition for a number of different reasons. Sometimes it's to fill gaps in knowledge because of, you know, I don't know, non-school attendance or moving home or perhaps difficulties with teaching at the school end.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there to fill gaps. We're there to help improve confidence. We've had students say, you know, I'm hopeless at maths, I can't do maths. You know, but with a good tutor, providing confidence step by step, reward and, you know, making it clear what's required and how to get from A to B, then students build confidence and you know, do increasingly well. There are all sorts of reasons why students come to private tuition. Sometimes it's just to polish, you know, to get that little extra polish to get those grades to get to the top universities. I mean, our teachers are really highly qualified and experienced, and they will know what's required to move from that, you know, from that high B to an A. And, you know, parents invest so much in education these days at university. Sometimes, you know, they consider it worth their while to spend a little bit more on getting those A-level results as high as they can be. So there are a whole host of reasons why parents come to us.
The other thing, the guy that's going to come on after you, who I know, you know, you're aware of the way that he's delivering tutoring, but one of the things that his company does is that they look for tutors who are sort of close in age, if possible, to some of the students. They feel that that's, you know, a good strategy because they can build a more natural rapport. Now, I just thought, would you like to comment on that? Because
I think it has its place, really. I mean, you know, some of these students, tutors are very young. You know, they're at university and they will have gone through the same issues that the students will have gone through. So that they're, you know, they're able to help them in that way. On the other hand, however, you know, a good experienced teacher will be able to help a whole range of different students that might not be similar to the students who is being taught by the tutor at university.
Yeah.
And I think that knowledge of the specification, as well as sort of really detailed subject matter, makes all the difference. I think there is a role for you know, young teachers who are similar age to the student. But I think, you know, in terms of building those grades and doing academically well, then, you know, a good qualified teacher who knows the spec and knows how to get students to achieve high grades is worth its weight in gold, really.
Yeah, sure. Now, I've chosen tutors for my daughter over the years, and sometimes it hasn't worked because she's told me, you know, I don't like the tutor. Do you try and match your students with a particular tutor, or is it just literally who's going to teach them the subject? You said you had a mentor, you know. How do you make sure that there's a trusting relationship between your student and a mentor or someone in the college?
I mean, often we interview students so that we know what their specific needs are. Parents come in and they'll talk to us about what their son or daughter requires, and we can help match the right tutor. But often it's just, you know, having an experienced tutor who knows how to handle students and, you know, understands their requirements and can adjust their teaching style to meet the students' needs.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work out, well then, you know, we have enough tutors for us to change tutor.
Yeah, so you're that flexible that you would do that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We want our students to be happy.
So, I mean, that's kind of the impression that I've got when I've spoken to you, that you understand that, you know, the well-being of the student is key for them to then get on and do well in their studies.
And it's paramount for us, actually. You know,
yeah.
we, you know, as a college and as a tutor agency, and also as an exam centre, you know, we believe in doing the best we possibly can for our students. I know it's, you know, it may sound a cliche, but really,
yes.
You know, at the end of the day, the college is run by teachers. And teachers' ultimate aim is for students to succeed.
Mm.
You know, it's on results day. You know, it's really lovely to see teachers' reactions because they've been working really hard with their students, and they want nothing more than students to succeed.
Mm, I'm sure. Say we've got people listening in tonight, Elvis, and they're thinking, you know, I've been thinking about getting a tutor. Obviously, they can find you on the web, they can give you a call. What would the process be then? They give you a call and what, they bring the child
call.
Down to meet you? Or
They can do that. And sometimes parents come in and talk to us directly at the college, or they can ring up and speak to Michelle, who's the person who sort of organises all our tuition.
Right.
And she'll match them with the tutor. I mean, some of our tutors are very sort of specialised, so they'll specialise in sort of A-level further maths, say.
Okay, yeah.
And others are specialised in sort of more GCSE work, and so it's about finding the right tutor for the right student.
And from what I understand, you're quite happy to have slightly older students, aren't you, retaking subjects?
Oh, yes, indeed. I mean, you know, as long as the tutor's happy to teach them, we've even taught degree students.
Oh, have you?
A number of our teachers have, you know, have one or two PhDs. In fact, we have one teacher who has three PhDs.
Gosh.
And he's teaching a degree student at the moment. So, you know, we have the whole range from GCSE to PhD.
So, summing up, I think it sounds like, you know, you're a very flexible organisation, aren't you?
Mm.
Based locally, London Road, school holidays and things, do you follow the normal term times?
We do, but yeah. We have Easter revision classes,
okay.
So it's open over the Easter holidays for the first week.
And is that just for your students, or can other people buy
actually,
in?
No, actually, other people can join. You know, we have a sort of study revision programme with the whole host of study skills that we think sometimes students really, you know, lack, and it's sort of missed out because teachers assume that students know how to take notes, know how to organise
yeah.
the revision timetable, know how to, you know about exam technique and those sorts of issues. We feel they're important issues, so we include them in our revision.
Yeah. That sounds extremely useful, I'm thinking, as a mum of a teenager. So, well, Elvis, thank you very much for your time. And, if you know, we'll make sure your details are on the website for
yeah.
any parents listening in. And best of luck with your expansion plans.
It's a pleasure. It's
okay.
A pleasure.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Ooh.
92.6 FM. And you're listening to The Parent Show on 92.6 FM. I'm Shirley Heyman, and tonight's subject is all about tutoring. We're trying to think about, you know, why would we choose a tutor, and we're looking at local provision. So we just spoke to Elvis Katina from St Albans Sixth Form Tutors and Independent Sixth Form College. And now in the studio with me, I have got Robert. Now, I'm going to just check this. Grebiner, yes?
Grebiner. Robert Grebiner, hi.
Thank you.
Hi. Thank you very much indeed. Good evening, Shirley.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, Robert is running an agency, or he'll tell us about it, but it's a slightly different concept to what we just heard from Elvis. And so it'll be interesting for us to compare the two. And Robert's business or agency is called My Tutor Web. But before we explore that, we just wanted to chat because we've discovered that actually Robert is a St Albans boy, born and bred, went to school in St Albans. Robert, tell us about you know, your history of St Albans?
I have very fond memories of St Albans, and I still visit with my family. I lived in St Albans for over 21 years. Went to a local primary school, which I think still exists, which is Fleetfield.
Oh yep, it does.
Indeed, which was great. And then went to a college called St Columba's College, and I still have friends in St Albans, and it brings me back great memories. And we now live a little bit further out. We just live in Barnet Way.
Okay.
So it's
still Hertfordshire, is it really?
It's still just about Hertfordshire.
Yes,
although
about
my postcode is probably London, but I consider myself to be Hertfordshire.
So it's again, you know, great to have someone that's local and, you know, loves the town. And Robert, just introduce it, because before I spoke to you, I hadn't really even understood that this kind of tutoring could take place. You know, I'm a teacher. I thought, no, nobody will ever be able to sort of take my job over from being in a classroom. But tell us how yours works.
And we're doing something slightly different, and it's online tutoring, which is an interesting concept. So basically, rather than have the need and hassle in order for people, tutors, to visit parents or parents to visit tutors, and rather have the limitation of being limited to a local tutor, you want to find somebody who's a real expert. You have the ability for convenience and for economics and cost. You have the ability to be able to see many of our hundreds of tutors, be able to link up to them, and then be able to have a lesson delivered on a one-to-one basis over a special virtual classroom, which is a bit like, most of you will be aware of Skype.
Yeah.
So it's got the facilities of the video. It's not actually using Skype technology, but the most important part of it is it has the ability of a whiteboard and the ability for both parties to be able to write on that whiteboard, share documents, upload documents, so they can talk and see, and they can text one another, but also they have a number of other devices. And it's beginning to grow, I think, particularly because of the use of the internet and the use of broadband.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably a very small portion of the overall tutoring industry in this country at the moment.
Okay, so you said it's like Skype, but it's not Skype. I mean, if I was watching it going on, what would I be seeing then? I'd be seeing a student sitting in, you know, in front of a computer?
Yeah, so but for both parties, both the tutor and the student will log on.
Yeah.
And they will connect to one another over the internet.
Yes.
And they will be able to see each other's picture, and which will be a video transition, be able to talk to one another. But a large part of the screen, in addition to that, has a whiteboard on it, which is, so the screen will be half covered by that.
Okay.
And they can write on it, and they can upload past papers, and then they can message one another. So it's I think Skype itself is a little bit limited.
Mm.
It also has the benefit that the tutorials are recorded, so both the students can play them back for revision purposes, and for younger students, the parents can play them back. So it's an opportunity for parents to see what's going on without necessarily breathing over their kids.
Yes.
While they're having their lessons. So we're making use of technology. And actually, the reception we're getting is quite amazing. Once people make the effort to try it, I think that's always a hurdle.
Yes,
today.
Because I have to admit, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, no. But actually, the more I hear you talk about it and the more I've read about it, it sounds very sensible. Now, tell us about the costing for something like this. Now, that's an area you wanted to just mention, isn't it?
Yeah, and we have a unique model. So we are not the only. I think we're one of the largest online tutoring agencies in this country. It's much bigger in the States at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a unique model. So we use, for our tutors, university students, top 30 university students from the top universities, mainly Oxford and Cambridge and Durham and Bristol, all themselves, who will have had A or A stars in their A levels, and if they're teaching A level, they will be studying that at university. And that allows us, I think, to deliver it, not only the economics of it being online, but the economics of be able to use people, somebody at Durham who wouldn't necessarily be able to tutor somebody in St Albans. So we're able to offer it. It starts at £16 for a one-to-one hour personal tuition, and goes up to £18 or £20, depending on when it's available. So the economics of it allows it to be much more economical, but in our perspective, we've also been able to get real interesting people who normally wouldn't be able to tutor, or if they are, they'd be limited to their holidays.
Right.
But I think the cost is an important element, but the most important part, and I think I agree with your previous speaker, is the quality of tutoring.
Mm.
I think, and that relationship that establishes, but we are finding people having tutors who are only 3 or 4 years older than them, or 5 years older than them.
Yes.
They relate very well. And they've been through the experience before, and lots of I've got two daughters myself, which is where the idea came from, and Rachel and Hannah, and we just find that people relate, and often they need to be given confidence, and they need help with exam technique. So hopefully, as I say, the feedback we're getting is extremely positive at the moment.
So would you, for example, set up a time for the student and your tutor who's up in Durham, and it'd be the same time every week, or is that left to your students and tutors to sort it out?
So the way it works, if one goes to the website, which is mytutorweb.co.uk, you first of all, as a parent and student, you have to register, provide your basic email details, and then you get presented with a whole list of students or tutors who you can look at.
Oh, okay.
You can see videos of them, you can then email them through the system, but mainly remaining anonymous for the time being.
Yeah.
You can even arrange then to meet them. So it can all be, it's kind of a self-service, so you can arrange to have a session, and then you can arrange to have a 15-minute free session with them to make sure you're comfortable. And then, just like you would have a tutor in your home, you'd arrange to have tutorials, you'd book them on the system. So basically, we are not taking away the relationship, and that's a very important relationship between the parent and the tutor, and the student and the tutor. We're hopefully just facilitating it and providing a set of really good tutors, because I say we've had, at the moment, we've got nearly about 450 tutors on our site, and we've had over 4,000 apply.
Gosh.
So we are quite selective, because we believe technology is part of it, but the most important thing are the people who are doing the tutoring. And without that, I don't think our business would grow as it is at the moment.
Okay. Now, I mean, I'm sure there are parents listening in who, maybe like me initially, Robert, were a little bit sceptical about it.
Yeah.
You know, what's your message then, I guess, to parents about trying this new way of finding a tutor for their their children?
Well, first of all, I would encourage them to look at the website. And we are aware, as I say, that people are a little bit wary, and that's why there's this free session. So you can meet, you can find a tutor, you can correspond with them. There are videos of many of them, and you can meet them, and you can talk to them over the internet, over the classroom, before you make any commitment. So I would. And all I can say is about 93% of people who try it end up booking tutorials.
Okay.
So, and also we've got a clever system, which I think it's clever, but where there are ratings. So a bit like when you go on holiday.
Okay, yeah.
So you can see exactly what other parents have thought of those things, and they're quite honest and frank views. So you can. But the most important thing, I think, is for parents, not every tutor is going to suit every child.
No.
And it's quite important that you know your kid best, that you find somebody who you think is going to suit you. So they're all bright and sharp, and they're all good communicators.
Mm-hmm.
But that chemistry is really important. So, and that chemistry is left for you to make
determine yourself. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We can give advice and help. And sometimes people talk to two or three tutors before making a decision about who they want to go for.
So, is that a possibility that parents could do that? Talk to two or three tutors and then actually say, you know what, it's not going to work for us.
Absolutely. There's no commitment at all.
Right.
And not only that, they can put one tutorial at a time. There's no need for people to book sets of tutorials.
Okay.
So it's all done. And in a way, it hasn't happened, I think it happened once, but there is a huge benefit. With somebody not coming to your home, you don't feel so uncomfortable if you decide you're not going to book a tutorial the following week.
Yes.
But you've got that personality. And what's quite amazing is the actual communications between the tutors and the parents. I think the parents, a lot of them, see these people as role models for their own children. And
yeah.
They understand they've got exams as well. And part of the issue is a lot of our tutors get very busy. And we have a lot of tutors because they can only take a limited number of students on because they have to fit them in with their own
Starters. I see that.
Robert, I was wondering, How well does this work for? I can see perhaps with older age group of kids, I can see this would work really well. How about younger kids? Don't they find this technique a bit distracting?
I think that's so. We started off primarily starting at GCSE and doing A level, and that's where it is. But interestingly enough, we have tutored people, although we're from about the age of 9 all the way up, and also we've got a number of adults we tutor as well. I think our oldest person's been about 67 that we've tutored, but I'm not sure below the age of 11, because I think there's a difference. I think once you get into senior school, there is the combination of technical knowledge and teaching is different to what younger kids are, and the ability of somebody below 11 to focus, I think, would be more difficult. So we are tutoring quite a few people now in years 7 and 8, 9. We're also tutoring people for entry to some of the public schools. We've got somebody who's just got into Eton who had lessons with us. So I think from that age upwards, 11 upwards, I think is absolutely fine. I'm a little bit wary, and at the moment we're not going in. We only go into that field where a parent really insists, and there are some kids, you know, who are very sharp and bright. But I think I agree with you.
Yes.
I'd be a bit more cynical of using it to.
As you say, they're more easily distracted, the younger children, aren't they? And perhaps if they're sitting there in their home environment without somebody saying, you know, don't fiddle around with that, or, you know, leave the computer alone whilst I'm talking to you or something, it's probably not so simple, is it?
No, I wouldn't. I think it may come, but I think I think it's certainly. Our business model is older children, basically.
Yeah.
Anybody at senior school, I think from year 7 onwards, I think, and also you've got more specialised subjects, and therefore the expertise that our mentors provide is really valuable.
Yeah.
So I would agree. I think you're spot on.
Robert, just widening the discussion a little bit more, sort of past what you do and stuff. You know, why do you think that tutors seem to almost be the norm these days, particularly around here? When I talk to people and I meet people, it seems like everybody's looking for a tutor or has a tutor. What's going on?
And I think that we're in a very competitive society at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think exam results are very important, and everybody wants to do the best for their children to a degree. And I think it's unfortunate, it's been proven, even if people go to private schools, but I think there is no doubt about it, surveys have been done, that one-to-one attention can enormously benefit most kids. And if people can afford it, people will do whatever they can to give their kids a little bit of an up. So I think there is no doubt about it. Research which has been done by the Sutton Tube, other research which has been done. There's nothing wrong with the schools. I think they're brilliant. But when you've got 30 kids in a class and somebody's falling behind, to have somebody on an individual basis go through something, it gives huge value.
Particularly with subjects like maths or with a language where each lesson is building on each other. If you don't understand one lesson, you start getting a bit behind. Really, you struggle to catch up, don't you?
And interestingly enough, we're also doing some work for schools. So schools have something called the pupil premium, where they have money for certain kids who are... and they're actually now employing us. We're doing two pilots at the moment, where we are tutoring maths and GCSE to children in schools, and the schools are funding it, and our university teachers are actually teaching them, and that's working very well indeed. So because they're under pressure, and they can't, we're not trying to replace the teacher, we're trying to give confidence and to help on an individual basis, and I think that's the difference.
And I suppose also that you know, parents sometimes will like to help kids themselves, but children learn such a wide variety of subjects now, don't they? We can't expect us parents to know everything, can we? So this is a great way of filling those gaps.
Particularly when you get advanced. Even some of our tutors, you know, when you're doing A-levels and you're doing further maths or you're doing very specialist A-levels, it's difficult even to find people locally who have got that knowledge. Who better than somebody who did it 2 or 3 years ago and can now partake their knowledge? So I think it's definitely the case. But is it also important to have an empathy, and to be good communicators? So when we interview them, We're looking for more than their desire to earn money.
Yeah,
it's really important. But as I say, the problem is people have to experience it. I'm really enthusiastic, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping my enthusiasm coming across. But
I think it is, and I once did a distance learning course, and it was all on paper, and I found it really miserable. Really, you didn't feel like you were interacting. You didn't really get the feedback you were looking for. And it seems to me that this is actually quite a good idea, a way of bridging that, and you're getting a better feel how you're getting on, whether somebody's pleased with your progress, what you can do to improve, all those sorts of things that can be lacking if you're just looking at a piece of paper.
That's right. And our tutors also, after each tutorial, write a little review, which the parents can see. So as well as the students and the parents rating the tutors, there's a time. So it formalises it to a degree. And as I say, people who are using it are really happy, and we are now doing 300 or 400 tutorials a week, and we did our 10,000th tutorial booked about 2 weeks ago. So and we're also tutoring all over the world, actually, which is fascinating.
Wow.
So we could also see it as becoming an export.
Wonderful. Well, I was thinking actually that for graduates who might be finding it hard to find work, this is a wonderful way of them using their knowledge that they've learnt at university, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So if we've got parents listening in who have got children that are, you know, finishing uni or in uni, haven't got particularly a job at the moment, is it worth them contacting you, or are you fully booked?
It is definitely worth them going to our website, which is www.mytutorweb.co.uk. And as we're on Radio Verulam, we are going to have a special offer from anybody who finds us. When they obviously, they can have a free meet the tutor session as much as they want to, but when they book their first tutorial, if they put the word in Verulam, they will be able to get £5 off the cost of their first tutorial. So that's specially just for listeners of the Parent Show.
So come on then, listeners, if that's something that you need, a special freebie kind of thing for you tonight on the Parent Show. Robert, it's an interesting concept, thank you, and I think it is new to a lot of us, and you've explained it really passionately, so I'm sure your passion will have come across to the listeners. And I know you said you did it initially because you were trying to look for tutors for your own daughters, weren't you, way back? Was it way back, or?
Well, both my daughters are both at university now.
Oh, okay.
And we were using tutors.
Yeah.
And what I found is we were paying quite a lot of money for them, and also the availability was the issue.
Yes.
The availability, the good local tutors get booked up, and you end up doing it at different times.
Do you know, I was thinking also that as parents, we spend all our time ferrying our kids around, don't we? And this is just one of those nice things. If it can happen in your own home, it's one less trip you have to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I think as well as being affordable, I think convenience is key. People are busy. Today we're all busy in our lives, and the ability to be able to arrange it there and then, and without having to fit it into the sports and the football, etc. It's just one less thing. Yeah. So I think that's definitely an advantage.
Yes, anything that makes life a little bit easier for parents has to be good, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. So, I mean, I think the message we're hearing from both of you tonight is about the quality of the tutors, the convenience, the cost. Actually, you know, I know that you're explaining the benefits of your system, but actually I think the parents aren't too worried necessarily about cost. They want that quality one-to-one, don't they?
Yeah.
To help their child feel like they're keeping up, or just doing a little bit better, or indeed support if they're struggling. Robert, thank you so much for sharing, and also for your little offer that you're doing for Radio Verulam's Parent Show tonight. We're going to, in a minute, speak to somebody who actually has been tutored, and he is on the younger end, so he's actually 10. So we'll get Peter on the phone in a minute. So, Robert, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you very much indeed for inviting me, Shirley. Thank you very much.
And welcome back to the Parents Show at Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. So we've spoken and heard from two local companies tonight, and both passionate people about the work that they do with our young people. Now, we thought it would only be fair to hear from a young person who's actually experiencing being tutored. So we've got on the phone tonight a 10-year-old, Peter McCarron, who's actually phoning. We're hearing from him, and he's in Belfast. Hello, Peter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. How's your day been?
It's been very, very good, thank you.
Great. And have you got snow there in Belfast?
Yep, loads of it.
Loads of snow. What, you're actually in wellies and things, are you?
Yep, Definitely.
Excellent. Well, we haven't here in St Albans, actually, I'm pleased to say. So, anyway, Peter,
yes?
How did you feel when your parents said to you, right, you're going to have a tutor, or did you ask for one?
Well, my parents told me I was getting a tutor, and I was really excited but also very nervous at the prospect of having a teacher outside school.
Yeah. You know, what were you nervous about? That they might be very strict, or you wouldn't understand what they were talking about?
Yeah,
or?
I was worried about it. Maybe I'd get a question wrong and shout at me or
yeah.
Something.
So was it important to you that you liked the tutor, or not really, just wanted to get it done and over with?
It was very important to me that I liked the tutor, because if I didn't like him, I wouldn't want to learn or be enthusiastic.
Yeah. Did you get any say in who Mum and Dad brought in for you?
Sadly, no.
And do I dare ask you, did you get on well with the tutor?
Oh, yes, I got on really well with
right.
him.
And was the tutor quite near to your age? I mean, I guess 18 or above, I'm hoping.
He was a retired teacher.
Oh, so...
So he had loads of experience.
Yeah.
He made me laugh and learning fun, I suppose.
He made it fun. Good.
Yeah.
Good. And did you do an hour a week after school?
Yes, on Wednesday afternoons from 4 to 5.
So you weren't too tired. 4's not too late, is it?
No, so...
So, if you are going to give three sort of hints or tips to young people having tutors, Peter, what would you say from your experience they need to be aware of?
Well, for me, percentages always caught me out, because I used to really, really struggle with them and find them tough.
Yeah.
My second is how kids should understand how to comprehend difficult comprehension passages and
right.
learn and understand it. And my third is he taught to get my work done quickly but also be accurate at the same time.
And what do you think you worked more on, accuracy or speed?
Well, I did a bit of both.
Yeah.
I tried to make my work as accurate as possible, and sometimes if I was I need to really hurry up, then I would, but yeah, it was all good.
Great. Did you feel that it was okay to ask the tutor the questions that maybe you wouldn't have been able to ask at school?
Yes
you did.
Yes.
Yeah. And did your family just leave you alone when you were being tutored? Was Mum hanging around saying, how's he doing?
No. Me and my tutor were just in the kitchen table alone.
Yeah.
But Mum would come in to make dinner.
So anyway, I think you've finished being tutored now, haven't you?
Have
you stopped?
Yes.
And was it worthwhile in the end?
It was so worth it. So I'd say to all parents and kids out there, you should get a tutor.
Yeah.
It will really, really be worth it.
Peter, did you find that having the tutor helped your schoolwork? Did your schoolwork get better when you were having a bit of help?
Much, much, much better. I improved in maths and in English.
Well, and did it make you enjoy school better? Did you feel more confident?
Oh, yeah. I felt really, really confident after about 3 months of having the tutor.
So it didn't take very long, actually. After quite a short time, you were able to stop being tutored and you felt you really weren't now able to get to grips at school.
Yeah.
Which is good. And what did you think about having just one teacher with you? Did you enjoy that, or was that sort of quite intimidating and difficult?
I enjoyed it. I would have thought it was intimidating with two, though, because, like, they're both asking me questions and I'm just, like, stuck there going...
I say that because often I remember as a kid, it's quite nice having somebody's full attention, isn't it? So
yeah,
so it,
yeah.
I don't know, we think about tutoring as being a bit of a bind and a bit of a chore and not so much fun, but actually it can be okay, can't it? I've heard some kids been saying quite good comments, and it sounds like you agree with that, actually.
Yep, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And they really helped me get through the evil 11+.
Is that something that everybody does in Ireland, or just your...
Oh, yeah. It's, like, so bad. It's, like, over four weeks on a Saturday morning of an hour of a test, and then on the second week, it was 3 hours total test.
So have you, you've actually taken it now, this exam?
Yes, yes.
And have you had your results?
No, but I'm getting them on Saturday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, so we'll have to, we'd love to hear how you got on.
Okay.
Yeah, fingers, that would be great.
Fingers crossed for you, Peter, there.
Pardon?
Fingers crossed for you.
Thank you.
Although it sounds like sounds quite hopeful, doesn't it?
It does. You sound very confident.
That's right.
Now, Peter, we're really excited that we've got a guest on from foreign lands tonight. So I said to you, would you like to sort of say anything to your friends or anybody over there in Belfast?
Well, I'd like to say this to my tutor, Michael Devlin. He helped me. You helped me get through so much and pass my 11 plus and do really, really well and feel so, so confident. Thank you so much, Michael.
Oh, you sound such a lovely young man.
Thank you.
So, best of luck. We look forward to hearing how you got on.
Okay.
I think we've had your dad on the show, haven't we, before?
Yes.
Talking about dentistry.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, Peter, well, lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye,
good
Peter.
Night.
Bye.
Aww.
What a charming young lad, hey? Wasn't he lovely?
He is lovely, and I'm sure we'll hear somebody, I'm sure, will let us know how he got on. Yeah. He's 11 plus.
And hasn't he got a lovely accent as well?
Yes.
Fabulous, fabulous. Aww,
thank you, Peter.
It was really good to hear, actually, how, just a little boost for him had been just what he needed to make him feel much more confident about himself and enjoy himself more at school.
Yeah, you're right, Amanda, and I think it's not just... Anyway, from my point of view, it's not about just getting the grades. It's about, you know, getting their self-esteem up a little bit, letting them believe they can do it.
Yeah.
And often, you know, in a small group or definitely one-to-one, you understand so much better and you're a bit braver, aren't you, to ask questions?
Yes, I think that's right. And there's very few kids who get through their school career without struggling with some subject at some stage. You know, we're none of us perfect. And sometimes if you don't deal with that, and as I think it was Robert said, you know, with a class of 30, actually the teacher can't always give individual attention to the kids that need it. And so just to help, just get you back up to speed so that then you can continue rather than, you know, if you get just a little bit behind, actually you get more further and further behind, don't you?
Yeah, and then I guess it can be a spiral, can't it? It can affect other subjects if you feel like you can't do your maths or, you know, English, you're struggling with it. And just have that boost, as you say.
And as you say, actually, things like maths and English, if you're struggling with the maths, then often makes the sciences up a bit harder as well. So just a bit of a help with the maths. And I know that I've known kids who've struggled with the English, particularly with things like spellings and grammar. And of course, because all of our exams are all written, and really, if you're struggling with that, it makes all the other subjects harder as well. Yeah. So it's just nipping those little problems in the bud, I think, can often help, can't they?
Yeah, and we often talk about, you know, education. In fact, last week on the Parents Show, we were talking to Guy Claxton, who was talking about learning how to learn.
Yeah.
And actually not thinking about necessarily the subjects, but just having the right approach towards learning. So, you know, having some resilience and confidence and trying to find fun in your learning.
Yes.
And I guess if tutors can help children to do that, you know, that is such a great service, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's right. And as I think both of the tutors have said, that sometimes the problem isn't what you know, but being able to deal with the exam and perhaps a bit of one-to-one tutoring, just so that you can use the ability you've got a bit better, can really help you.
Yes.
You know, lots of kids get very nervous in exams, whereas actually being taught how to deal with an exam, how to feel comfortable in the exam, those key words to look for in questions, that can really help as well, can't it?
So I don't know how you feel, Amanda, but I think all in all, it feels like it's been quite an encouraging discussion tonight.
Well, I think that's right. Just sometimes I think that parents feel like they're a bit of a failure if they have to resort
to
getting help for their children. Whereas I think it really, you know, it can just be the difference between a child being happy or unhappy at school, or you know, being able to use their full potential or not be. So I think, as you say, positive, really.
Yeah. And so lovely to end the show with Peter, who definitely seemed positive you know, who did he want to say hello to? Well, he thanked his tutor.
Yeah, that's and the other thing is that, you know, we've talked about the cost of it. Peter just had a tutor for 3 months.
Yes.
A little bit of a boost like that, and that sounds like That's all it's need. You know, he was saying what a difference it had made to him. It needn't be something that goes on for years and years and years.
And Robert did say that too, didn't he? Sort of dip in and out as you feel you need it.
Yeah.
So lots of options there, parents, if you're listening. Yeah. And as Amanda said, you know, it's nothing for us to necessarily feel as though we haven't done the best job we could have done or chosen the best school.
Yes.
It's an add-on. Obviously, there's a cost, but, you know, if you listen to Peter then at the end of the show, it could well be worth that. So, So, thank you for listening in. Please feel free to peruse our Facebook page, and there'll be all the details on there tonight. We'd love to hear your comments. What do you think about it? Are you using tutors? And check out the guests that you heard tonight. So, I'd like to thank Amanda, who's been in the studio with us tonight.
My pleasure.
And Julie, as ever, doing the desk, and all of our guests. So, we look forward to speaking to you next week and hearing from everybody.
Neave Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neave's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit neavesolicitors.co.uk. Neave Solicitors, your complete legal solution.